Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, kind of enjoying this in-between weather,
Yeah. But
you've got some prep on when this good old freeze is coming up.
Yes, we are just chatting about, I think, Thanksgiving. There's mm-hmm. a chance of snow, and it's going to be those lows, overnight lows are going to be in the 20s starting Thanksgiving. So it's definitely a time of year we need to start thinking about what to do with these hard freezes. I know we've had a few freezes, but as those become more consistent, there's a lot of things you want to make sure are put away in your garden. So this is kind of your last minute reminder to get those things done, and hopefully you can get it done before the holiday so you can really relax and enjoy with family. One of the first things, and I hope everyone remembers to do this, I know I've gotten in trouble a lot as a kid for forgetting to do this when my dad asked, but it's disconnecting our garden hoses. It's a simple task, but really just remember to bring those inside to a garage if you have space. Throw it in your basement. You can leave it outside if it's completely drained, but you know, we're all about making sure our good things last longer so we don't have to buy new ones. So definitely bring those garden hoses into your garage if you can. It's also, remember, your faucets can freeze and expand and then become damaged. So if you do have ones that do freeze, I mean, a lot of them won't anymore, but make sure you insulate that if possible. I also hope all of you have already moved all your plants inside, your herbs and your house plants. If not, you might notice that they are not doing too great because we have had a few freezes. If they've been in a warm area, it's just another thing to check off that list to make sure you bring them inside. And I also hope that as we come across Thanksgiving and Christmas, if you have herbs inside, make sure you use those fresh herbs in your dishes. They're full of antioxidants and such great, incredible things for us. And it's a fun way to, you know, grow things all year round and actually use them. I know a lot of times our herbs come January, February, when there's just not a lot of sunlight, won't do as well. So if you have a small grow light and you can kind of rotate them through there, they will last all winter long, super healthy. And you can use those herbs in your Thanksgiving dishes, your Christmas dishes, and it's your Tuesday night dinners in February when you really want it to be warm and green outside. So just a reminder on those there too. Another thing that we may forget to do is moving our ceramic and clay pots into a warmer area. I know they're our most beautiful pots usually. They're also typically the most expensive. So if you have beautiful ceramic pots, make sure they're completely dry, and then maybe move them inside to a garage or even just turn them upside down, cover the drainage hole just so they're not getting full of snow and freezing and expanding and cracking. We just want to make sure they're a little bit more protected. And then with other garden, I guess, decor, like our bird baths and our fountains, make sure you drain and cover those. You can turn your bird baths upside down or cover your fountain. And then another thing to remember is your fountain pumps. I just had to throw my fountain pump away because it has been left outside so many times it's no longer working. So make sure you're taking care of those things so that they can last longer and you don't have to buy all new things next year. Last little reminder for some of our tools and outdoor things is just to clean up those garden tools and store them away. A lot of times if we're digging with the same shovel all year long and you leave that mud and dirt on there, it can actually harbor disease if you had a lot of disease and problems in your garden this year. So just spray them off with the hose, keep them stored inside just so that they can last a little bit longer. You don't have to buy new ones every single year. If you have a lot of tools that have gas, think about going out and mowing your lawn and not filling up the tank all the way just so you don't have gas sitting in your mower or any of your other garden tools all year long. I know those are things that, you know, we always think about every single year. They're easy to do, but sometimes you just need a little bit reminder, especially as it gets busy with the holidays. And this weather has been a little tricky because it's incredibly beautiful outside this week, but those freezes are going to come on hard. So just, this is just a good way to make sure we're taking good care of our things. It's going to save us time and money next year. And then I guess just a few more reminders with your plants. If you have perennials, you are more than welcome to cut those back if you don't like the looks of them. But you can also leave all of your perennials up. So if you have beautiful coneflower seed heads, those are going to drop self-seed. But those seeds are also great food for wildlife and birds this time of year when there's not really anything else out there. They'll also be good cover and warm cover for wildlife this winter and late fall. Remove your dead annuals to clean up. And again, it goes back to having a disease-free garden space. If you get all of your annuals out, you can kind of get your garden beds ready for the spring. And then it's also going to not let funguses and things grow in your garden. You also, if you're going to remove your leaves from your lawn, consider adding them to your gardener compost pile Or if you just mulch them up and leave them on your lawn, leaves are good things. I know sometimes we don't think that, but just another thing to keep in mind. And then also, lastly, of course, we encourage you to take soil samples. If it's getting a little late now, think about doing it next spring so you can have a good test so you know if you're over or under fertilizing, because you don't want to put on too much stuff, but you also want to put on enough fertilizer so you're getting the best crop that you can. All of these things really are just supposed to make our lives easier in the spring. I know when it comes February, March, we're super excited to get back outside. And it's kind of unfortunate if the first thing you have to do is the mundane task that no one really wants to do. We just want to plant things. So get those things done. And I hope everybody has a really happy Thanksgiving.
Freeze coming up. Make sure you guys are prepared. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.